Mike,
that is
well, I think it's Nikki actually, and the song's called Can't Get Close to You.
WFM
dance classic.
Ow, here's James Brown.
Turn it down.
Ow, ow, ow. Hitman.
This is where the hits are made
and played.
It surely is the one and only WFM 90.3 megahertz VHF in stereo. Tuesday, March the 4th today. Do you know it's Bobby Womack's 42nd birthday? If you believe what it says in the paper. And if I was anything like organised, I'd have one of his songs for you tonight. But I'm not, and I haven't. Still, never mind, at least I'm not playing any Shakin' Stevens. It's his 38th birthday today. We've just got good songs for you between now and 11, like James Brown and the Kennel.
I'm not gonna let, I'm not gonna let, I'll let you, you get the best. So broken hearted, it seems alright. Back where I started, taking abuse from you was too much. It seems this love I've given you was not enough. I'm not gonna let, I'm not gonna let, I'll let you, you get the best.
Drifting,
and I'm going out of my mind. I said I'm drifting,
drifting,
trying to get over you.
don't wanna be a fool. Oh, no, no.
Wow, superb that one. Really, really good. Excellent tune.
Does a good line in Kentucky Fried Chicken as well. That's the Colonel. Who's a producer, incidentally. Richard Burgess is working in LA as I speak with Five Star. So who knows, maybe their next single could be as wicked as that. That is, if it's not another track off the album. That's Colonel Abrams, and I'm not gonna let you. Thank you. It's rapidly approaching 10:30 now. You're listening to WFM, and this is the bit of the show that I know gets to you. It's no use denying it. It's getting to you, this, the old Guess Who quiz, especially if you work for WFM. Last week we had Steve Davis, Phil James, and Barnaby, all hot under the collar. They were trying to work it out. They didn't get it, though. All sorts of guesses coming in. I even had a very distraught local DJ on the phone during the week, who shall remain nameless, but I definitely heard him say, "Now listen, Kevin, it doesn't bother me at all. I'm not interested, but what was the answer to last week's Guess Who quiz?" So I know it's getting to you. And if you are frustrated, try clue number two for size. After sneaking back into the States, our mystery mega tonight found employment at Motown as a producer and songwriter, working with the Detroit Spinners and the Marvelettes.
That's when I know you.
see. Oh, superb. That's Nicole. It's the title track of her new album, What About Me? And hopefully, time permitting, we'll be able to squeeze in another track from that LP. Probably the new single, Nicole, and What About Me? And before that, Targa, boom, in the middle of the night. Right now, though, we've got to do last week's top 10, so you can ready yourselves for tomorrow. 11 o'clock, remember. 11 o'clock, tomorrow, 90.3, I'm doing the old top 10, so you be ready. And to make sure you are ready, we're doing last week's chart in two parts. Because let's face it, there's a lot of records there, 10. Bit difficult all in one go, so here's the bottom half of last week's top 10. New at 10, Will You Satisfy from Sherelle. At 9, up from the week before, 10 in the morning time, Tremaine. New at 8, Rock Me Tonight, Freddie Jackson. Down to 7, A Goodbye from Cameo. And up from 9 to 6, Betty Wright.
Love is a four-letter word that we're all familiar with. But there's a four-letter word that I know all too well, and that's pain. This is only the beginning of pain. Don't you know you're only winning some pain? And it's all because you're sinning. Baby, I can tell by the look in her eyes. Ooh, she thinks she's making me sad. But she will regret it when he treats her so bad. Oh, little does she know that it's only her beginning of pain.
You catch that same big mouth man changing diapers and doing anything else he can find for his little hands to do. You see, some men have better sense than others. They save the baby's back for the real deal, you know what I mean? And maybe you just ought to just pack up your few little clothes you got, get your little act together, try to call a woman up, see if she'll take you back. And try to go home, back home, you know, that is if you still can. Little do they know, little do they know, it's only the beginning of pain. Pain. Oh, 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 you feel the pain.
get your feel, bet you will. When you get your feel, when you get your feel of pain.
I've never seen a photo of that lady, so I don't know what she looks like. But she sounds like a female version of Mr. T. Man, if that had been me, I'd have been gone. Sucker. That's Betty Wright. The song is called Pain. That was last week's number 6 on WFM. And the top 5 went like this. At number 5, The 3 Degrees with This Is The House. At 4, the week before's number 1, Sidewalk Talk from Jelly Bean. Number 3, The Kernel, I'm Not Gonna Let You. At 2 last week, My Magic Man from Rochelle. And last week's number 1 was New There, Alexander O'Neill. And If You Were Here Tonight. This next tune was top 5 as well, 7 years ago in 1979, in the other chart. These are the Crusaders.
I'll play the street light, because there's no place I can go. Street light, it's the only life I know. Street light, and there's a thousand parts to play. Street light, until you play your life away. You let the people see just who you wanna be. And every night you shine just like a superstar.
Well, that's the song that really broke Randy Crawford. She obviously hasn't put herself back together since, but nice little tune, isn't it? Top five from 1979. And our last EC this hour, the Crusaders with Randy Crawford and Street Life on WFM. This, listeners, this is the station with More Bottle and Zig Zig Sputnik. The station that is featured regularly in the Anorak's UK weekly roundup. And the station that is number two on the Mersey FM Top 10 Pirate Radio Stations chart. In fact, it could even be this week's number one, I don't know. So it's the one to listen to. 90.3, Tuesdays and Wednesdays. You've got WFM, and you've got myself, DJ KP, in a chair for the next 10 minutes or so. And right now, if you're frustrated, here is the last clue in the old Guess Who quiz. On returning to New York, our hero formulated the hard funk sound, an outrageous, bizarre image that made his name. And in 81, he toured with Cameo, Tina Marie, and the Sugar Hill Gang. Who is he?
Thank you.
Well, just to prove that absolutely everybody has got the funk, that is Prince Charles. As I live and breathe, Prince Charles, and we can make it happen.
Oh, good evening, sir. What can I get you?
Oh, give us a Bloody Mary, mate. Oh, by the way, I got a double, actually. Just been listening to Willow FM, I have.
Oh, so you're the one, sir.
Oh, yeah. Let me ask you, what have Willow FM ever given me, eh? What have WFM ever given me, eh?
Well, sir, they do make an effort to get on the air.
Yeah. Granted, but apart from that, what have Willow FM ever done for me, eh? That's what I want to know.
Well, there's plenty of DJs.
And there's little Kevin Palmer with the Disco Classics guest who quizzes some fairly hot dance tunes.
And there's Steve Davis with his own unique style of presentation and music.
And there's your video Mike or Megamix Mike, as he likes to be known, with all the dance tracks you love to hear again and again and again and again and again and again.
And then there's the Omega Mixes, all of course at the WFM chart every Wednesday, compiled by Mr. Reaction.
And it's not the entertainment and gossip of the week's gossip is.
Plus the WFM weather word.
Aha, a mixed bag of stuff with Keith the Chief on WFM.
yeah. But apart from the disco classics, the pop guess who quizzes, the trivia and gossip, the soul, funk and dance music, the WFM chart that is, mega mixes, the mixed bags, Steve Davis, Mike, Keith and Kevin Palmer, what, and I say again, what have Willow FM ever given me, eh?
Well, let's take a look at the papers.
Oh, shut up, James. I mean, there aren't even any Billboard hits. Well, apart from this one, that is.
Oh, superb.
Oh,
Now that is superb.
Wonderful.
It's a great album if you fancy buying one, if you can afford to buy an album these days. That is the one I would suggest you get, because it's Hut, 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 the new album from Nicole. It's called What About Me. That is her current British and American single. It's called Don't You Want My Love.
Oh, dear. It's nearly time to say goodbye. When the alarm bell sounds,
it will be time for us to go. I know. It's a shame, but we only get an hour each. Still, I'm doing 2 hours this week. Because I got the old chart show tomorrow between 11 and midnight. That's tomorrow night, though. Tonight continues with Phil James pretty soon, and he's followed at midnight by Mike. And tomorrow starts at 10 with Steve Davis, and I've got the chart between 11 and 12, and Keith has more revived 45s between midnight and 1 o'clock, and that is WFM. But before Phil gets here tonight, I've got to tell you, who is this vocalist, guitarist, composer born in New York? Went AWOL from the US Navy, shared a flat with Neil Young, went back to the States, worked at Motown as a producer and songwriter with the Detroit Spinners and the Marvelettes, is outrageous, bizarre, and plays hard funk. He also toured Britain and America with Cameo, Tina Marie, and the Sugar Hill Gang. He is Rick James.